Good morning once again. Welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI AM 1280 101.7. I'm Craig Montana here being joined in studio always by folks with events happening around the area for everyone to take part in, for everyone to enjoy. And coming up this weekend, a big time to enjoy and have a good time, 4th of July this Saturday. We've got with us from Independence Community Events, Mark Rosenbaum today. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for coming in today. I know you're kind of a busy man these days, so we appreciate you taking out of your schedule to come visit with us here in the Community Corner.
Thanks for having us on.
There you go. And so, of course, Independence Community Events. You guys do events in Independence throughout the year. And, of course, Independence Day is a very big event for you guys out there, but a little bit different this year. Kind of, you're going to scale down the event that you normally have.
Yeah, this is the 13th year we've actually had the event out in Independence. And we typically have, like you said, three or four events throughout the year to help kind of raise money for the trying to preserve the old schoolhouse and some of the history out there in Independence. With all the stuff going on, it's kind of thrown everybody's plans off this year. So typically we've had a street dance, we've had trail rides, had a parade, but some of that stuff got scaled back with the uncertainty of what mm-hmm. was going to be allowed and or safe to do. But one thing that we can do is the 4th of July fireworks, and so we've decided to go ahead and do that. We've got sponsorship from HEB once again this year, and so they're going to be the primary sponsor. Then we've had a lot of local sponsors that have kicked in and helped provide the fireworks, so we're going to have a professional fireworks display out there. It's going to be in the same spot that we shot it from last year. So it's going to be the field that I'm shooting from is near the Antique Rose Emporium. So anywhere within about a 2 or 3 mile radius, I think you'll have a really good view of the show. I think being about a quarter mile to a half mile back gives you the best view because mm-hmm. it gives you kind of the perspective on what's going on. From directly under the fireworks show, it's not nearly as impressive.
There you go. And of course, everybody, you know, normally at the Independence, downtown Independence for that show, and is a great spot to watch it from over there.
Yeah, there's a great spot there where the parking at the schoolhouse is, where we typically have the parking for the event. That's going to be open. So that's right there on 390, just east of FM 50. Another spot I had people say last year that had a really good view was out near the Old Baylor Park area. We're obviously away from under the trees, but there's a lot of good parking up in that area. And then there's several different kind of county roads that you could legally park on and watch the fireworks display and have a really good vantage point. There's lots of good hills that you can get on out there. We're shooting from the top of a pretty big hill, and mm-hmm. these things are going 400 or 500 feet up in the air, so you can see them for miles.
There you go. And of course, so the higher up you can get, the better to see the fireworks.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going up pretty high, but just having a good clean sight. And one of the reasons that we can, you know, we're wanting to do something like this is because you can kind of come out, and if you want to come out just with you and the person you're staying with at the house and kind of stay away from everybody, you can. If you want to show up with a group of 20 people and, you know, have a big group get together, if that's what you're comfortable with doing, you can do that. You know, it's Independence Day, so you can kind of celebrate a little bit of the freedoms that we have.
There you go.
Just as defined by you.
There you go. And of course, to reiterate again, nothing will be happening during the day in Independence. You guys are just focusing just on the fireworks.
Yeah, this year we're focusing just on the fireworks. So one thing to, I guess, kind of remember, so we're going to start the show at 9 o'clock. Like we typically have started at 9 or 9:15. We're going to go ahead and start at 9 o'clock this mm-hmm. year because we're not waiting for the street dance to kind of wind down. But it'll be good and dark by then. And it's just going to be a really good show. Like I said, HEB's helped sponsor this thing, so we've been able to bring in professional-grade fireworks mm-hmm. that'll give a good show that you can see from far away. And there are plenty of places to park. I guess a couple things to think about in coming out this year. FM50 is under construction, I'm pretty sure they won't have it shut down to one lane or anything like that on a holiday weekend. But there's a couple of stretches that are gravel and not paved, so watch your speed when you're going through there so you don't hit an unexpected gravel spot so we don't have any accidents. And there's also other ways to get out to Independence. You can take 36 North and just come across on 390. If you're not familiar with the road, it's a pretty drive. It's a little curvy, so mm-hmm. With everybody, just kind of take their time. You can come up 105 and come 390 the back way. You can come down Old Independence. There's lots of little county roads you can take and have a nice drive out in the summer, find a spot that's gives you a good view, and just legally park off on the side of the road, and enjoy the fireworks. I think you guys are playing patriotic music starting right at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, our sister station KTX 106. They're going to be doing patriotic music a little before nine for about an hour. They're going to do an hour's worth of music to go with the fireworks display and a couple out of those around the area.
Yeah, and, so everybody can just sit there, turn their radio, open their windows, turn their radios up, and you can.
There you go.
And have a really cool experience like that. I don't have enough fireworks to last for an hour. I wish I did.
But as long as the music lasts as long as the fireworks does, that'll be the main thing.
Yeah.
And also, you guys, I'm trying to think. You guys are going to be probably the only fireworks display in the county.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's the only one that I'm aware of. I know College Station normally has one at George Bush Library, and they canceled that one. They think they may be doing something alternative. But, yeah, we're one of the only ones in the area that I'm aware of. I know I'm probably the only licensed guy shooting a show in the area this year. So this is one of the bigger ones, like you'd see at Moody Gardens or something like that.
Okay, yeah, so there's something for you. If you want to go out and see that display, then go shoot your own and get more.
Yeah, and I guess one of the things I guess we'd ask just if you come out and, you know, you could bring ice cream or some beverages or whatever, just we're not going to have trash barrels out or anything like that because we can't really control all the different areas where people are going to park. So just make sure if you're going to come out and have a good time, just you kind of pack it in, pack it out so you don't leave a mess out here in the county so we're not getting calls from county officials about our
There you go. Now, do you guys, I'm sure that, you know, just in the fireworks display, HEB is kind of a big part of that. So you guys, are you not looking for any other help or sponsors for the fireworks display this year?
No, we would still take other sponsors, like I said, or the main thing that we'd have the 4th of July for is a fundraiser to help the groups that would normally be at the parade or local nonprofits like the dairy judging team and 4-H groups and that. And so they would always generate some income from their kids selling beverages or food or things like that, or the kids' parents. A lot of times the kids are at the front, but the parents are doing all the work. So all of that's kind of been knocked out, so those guys aren't getting the same support. And then we would make some money from donations. And we've still had several of the local people that have supported us in years past have still kind of helped with the show. But, yeah, if anyone wants to still donate, you could look it up on our Facebook page, Independence Community Events, and I think we've got an Instagram. I don't do Instagram, so I'm not as familiar with that, but I think you would probably just search Independence Community Events, and you can find contact information there. So we'd still love help for this year, next year, because we're not going to – this won't be the last one. We're going to keep doing this.
Yeah. After 13 years, you figure you got a good thing going here.
Yeah. I've done the fireworks for the past – this is probably at least – 7 or 8. So anyhow, this will be the second professional display that we've got, and we hope to keep making it kind of bigger and better every year, so this kind of becomes the premier event here in the county.
Yeah, we've been out there, me and my family have been out there for I don't know how many years now with the kids, and, you know, selling barbecue with the dairy judging team, and it's a really nice fireworks display that you guys do out there. It's really nice. So if people haven't seen it before, there's no rinky-dink thing. This thing is, it's nice.
Yeah. It's fun to do. It's a lot of work on my end, but I mean, I get to shoot off 5-inch fireworks shells. I mean, who's not going to enjoy doing that?
There you go. All right. Anything else that we need to go over today is kind of, I think we kind of covered most of it.
Like I said, just be careful driving to and from the site. Sometimes there'll be a little bit of traffic out there, but there's multiple ways to get to and from Independence. And without a whole lot of other stuff going on, just come out and enjoy the fireworks. Okay. Take your time getting back home.
Yeah. And again, you guys are starting at 9 o'clock sharp on that?
I sure hope so. I hope I'm done by then. But yeah, 9 o'clock is when we're going to start. It should be dark. In the event that we have inclement weather or something, we'll let you guys know. With a display like this, you can't just put them in the garage and store them till next year. So. Yeah. The alternate date would be that Sunday. If for some reason the weather...
The next day?
Yeah, so if I've got low clouds or it's like actively thunderstorming and I can't shoot the show, July 5th at the same time once it gets dark would be the backup day. But looking at the forecast, I think hopefully we'll be okay.
Looking like we're going to be all right for that this Saturday. So again, just go out there a little before 9 o'clock at a good parking spot somewhere in the Independence area.
Yeah. Like I said, anywhere within 2 or 3 miles. I've heard of people that had let me know that they had seen it from, you know, locations that are, you know, 5-6 miles away. But I think it's a little bit better to be up close, somewhat up close, so you can hear the you can actually feel the fireworks go off.
It's, there you go. So, and Antiquer's Rose Emporium is kind of the area you'll be shooting them off from.
Yeah, there's a there's some private property that's back behind there that we'll be shooting from. But any of the roads will be a safe spot to watch it. We've got a fallout zone that's all enclosed on the private property. So anywhere you're sitting at should be safe. But I'd always say about a quarter to a half mile away probably, in my opinion, gives you the best view of it.
There you go. All right. Again, I'm Mark Rosenbaum from Independence Community Dance. Thanks for coming to talk with us today. And hopefully have a good display come up this Saturday.
Yeah, thanks for having us out. Hopefully we're back here talking about our car show in October.
Oh, that's coming up pretty soon. We'll see about that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
There you go. All right, again, Mark Rosenbaum, Independence Community Events, this Saturday, 9 o'clock-ish. We're going to stay very close to 9 o'clock at fireworks display. Independence is the air goes see a good display coming up this Saturday for 4th of July. We'll do it all again next Tuesday. Another event around the area. There's something else to talk about for the Community Corner right here on KWHI. If you have an event going on, if you want to get on the Community Corner, give us a call here at the offices, 979-836-3655. You can email as well, Holly Ryder at promotions@ktex.com. She books these things up in advance, so give us a couple weeks, a month out is the best to get you on the schedule and get the information out to the masses for the Community Corner right here on KWHI.